这是2025年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转图到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're sort of a social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment.But we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes.Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me.Can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Is this bus going to Baxley, sir?
No, I'm afraid not. See the yellow taxi on the corner? Turn left there to Mavis Street and take bus number 4.
All right. Thank you.So, would you folks like some dessert?
Just bring us the bill, please. We need to get back on the road and continue our journey.
No problem. Dad, I can't afford that computer, but I think I really need it for my research.
Don't worry, Alice. Just pay as much as you can, and I'll make up the rest.
Thank you. Then I can place the order. Hi. I'm Julie. I'm from the Department of Psychology. What about you?
I study biology. I hope you can understand my English. I'm still learning.
Well, you speak very clearly.
Linda, I need you to help me with my problem.
What did you do? Gee, you broke Mary's sports watch?
I wish I didn't touch it.
Well, don't worry. We'll have it fixed.
Chapter 1到此结束。第二节。听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
Hello.
Hi, Delia. This is Peter. Are you doing anything Tuesday evening?
Not really.
I've got 2 tickets for the National Theater. Would you like to come?
Thanks. I'd love to. What's on?
Stoppard's latest play.
Oh, Sonny told me it was very good.
Yes, everyone says so. Shall I meet you at your office at 6 o'clock? Then we can go and have a quick snack. The play starts at 7 o'clock.
Sounds great. See you Tuesday then.
Good. Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Delia. This is Peter. Are you doing anything Tuesday evening?
Not really.
I've got 2 tickets for the National Theater. Would you like to come?
Thanks. I'd love to.What's on?
Stoppard's latest play.
Oh, Sonny told me it was very good.
Yes, everyone says so. Shall I meet you at your office at 6 o'clock? Then we can go and have a quick snack. The play starts at 7 o'clock.
Sounds great. See you Tuesday then.
Good. Bye.
听下面一段对话，回答第8和第9两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
Hi, Sam. How is your daughter doing at school?
Well, since I bought a smartphone for Jillian last summer, it seems the phone has become an extension of her arm, and it has made it impossible for her to concentrate. That really upsets me.
You are not alone in that. It is said that 95% of teenagers either own or have access to a smartphone. Some schools have put in place policies banning or controlling phone use during school hours.
I'm all in favor of these policies.
Yeah, more and more schools have begun doing this. A friend of mine works at a school, and he told me that these policies had brought about positive changes. Hi, Sam. How is your daughter doing at school?
Well, since I bought a smartphone for Jillian last summer, it seems the phone has become an extension of her arm, and it has made it impossible for her to concentrate. That really upsets me.
You are not alone in that. It is said that 95% of teenagers either own or have access to a smartphone. Some schools have put in place policies banning or controlling phone use during school hours.
I'm all in favor of these policies.
Yeah, more and more schools have begun doing this. A friend of mine works at a school, and he told me that these policies had brought about positive changes. Max, are you ready to go?
Sure, honey. Why are you dressed like that? I thought we were going to play table tennis with Billy and Karen.
Oh, change of plan. Billy suggested we go rock climbing instead.
But I was really looking forward to playing table tennis.
You play table tennis all the time. We'd like to go do some outdoor activities for a change, like rock climbing and horseback riding.
Oh, Jessie, I thought the point of this vacation was to relax.
Well, we can do something less demanding tomorrow. How about boating on the lake? What do you think?
That'll be great. I like the idea of spending some time on the water. I'm sure Billy and Karen will like it too.
Max, are you ready to go?
Sure, honey. Why are you dressed like that? I thought we were going to play table tennis with Billy and Karen.
Oh, change of plan. Billy suggested we go rock climbing instead.
But I was really looking forward to playing table tennis.
You play table tennis all the time. We'd like to go do some outdoor activities for a change, like rock climbing and horseback riding.
Oh, Jessie, I thought the point of this vacation was to relax.
Well, we can do something less demanding tomorrow. How about boating on the lake? What do you think?
That'll be great. I like the idea of spending some time on the water. I'm sure Billy and Karen will like it too. Hi, Susanna. I had an interview with Anderson High Tech, and they offered me the position of sales manager. I want to let you know before I make my decision.
I'm sorry to hear that, Frank, but I appreciate you telling me before you accept the offer.
I really enjoy my work here. I put in effort for 5 years to gain more experience, but there seems no hope of being promoted.
What would help you decide to stay?
I would consider staying if I could change my position. I would love working in this same department, but I would like to be doing something different. And they offered me 6% more than my present salary.
When do you have to tell them your decision?
They want me to respond by Friday.
Let me see. I'll talk to the Human Resources Director and let you know the result on Thursday. Can you wait until then?
That'll be too late. Wednesday will be better.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to do everything I can to keep you on board.
I appreciate what you are doing for me. Hi, Susanna. I had an interview with Anderson High Tech, and they offered me the position of sales manager. I want to let you know before I make my decision.
I'm sorry to hear that, Frank, but I appreciate you telling me before you accept the offer.
I really enjoy my work here. I put in effort for 5 years to gain more experience, but there seems no hope of being promoted.
What would help you decide to stay?
I would consider staying if I could change my position. I would love working in this same department, but I would like to be doing something different. And they offered me 6% more than my present salary.
When do you have to tell them your decision?
They want me to respond by Friday.
Let me see. I'll talk to the Human Resources Director and let you know the result on Thursday. Can you wait until then?
That'll be too late. Wednesday will be better.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to do everything I can to keep you on board.
I appreciate what you are doing for me.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Creative Day School. This summer, we provide 2 full-time summer camp programs. Both will last the entire time the children are out of school. Our first summer camp is for our 4-year-olds, called Mini Camp. This mini camp will still have their normal everyday schedule with a lot of fun activities. At least once a week, our mini campers will go on a field trip. These field trips could consist of a day at the beach or exploring the natural museum. Our older summer camp is provided for ages 5 through 12. There are scheduled summer fun activities and games. The children will participate in art, outdoor play, games, and much more. Swimming at a nearby pool is often a weekly field trip for ages 6 and up. Other field trips could include bowling, a day at the movies, or a picnic in the park. Permission of parents and activity fees are required to participate in all field trips. Now, let's watch a 5-minute film about last year's programs. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Creative Day School. This summer, we provide 2 full-time summer camp programs. Both will last the entire time the children are out of school. Our first summer camp is for our 4-year-olds, called Mini Camp. This mini camp will still have their normal everyday schedule with a lot of fun activities. At least once a week, our mini campers will go on a field trip. These field trips could consist of a day at the beach or exploring the natural museum. Our older summer camp is provided for ages 5 through 12. There are scheduled summer fun activities and games. The children will participate in art, outdoor play, games, and much more. Swimming at a nearby pool is often a weekly field trip for ages 6 and up. Other field trips could include bowling, a day at the movies, or a picnic in the park. Permission of parents and activity fees are required to participate in all field trips. Now, let's watch a 5-minute film about last year's programs.
第2节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。